And have you had much formal leadership training throughout your career? Have you studied by yourself? Have you kind of been on many kind of corporate leadership programs over the years? Like, where does your leadership knowledge come from?
Well, I'd had none before I'd stepped into this role, apart from obviously the experience I'd had over the years. But I have a voracious appetite for self-learning and development. I love reading. I love consuming information. And so I thought it was my responsibility to educate myself more and to gain more experience. So I have, you know, over the years, taken myself through various leadership courses and courses on culture and inclusivity and things like that, because I think the more you know, the wider your view, the wider the context that you have. And also, I think what was important for me was immersing myself in leadership networks as well. And I was very lucky to have been invited to join St. George's House, which is as part of the College of St. George, which is in Windsor Castle, and to have the opportunity to spend time with other leaders who were doing the same role as me, because everyone talks about it being a lonely job, and it is a lonely job. But there's amazing networks out there that, you know, that mean you can have access to people who understand and have been through and can offer their guidance and challenge, because that's a really important thing as well, people who can challenge you. I learned a lot along the way, particularly for me, probably bringing more of myself actually to the role. It's not something I did naturally in the early years. I'm quite introverted by nature, and showing vulnerability at work was not something that really came naturally to me. But I think to be authentic at work, you need to be able to show at least part of yourself. And so that's something that I've really worked on over the last couple of years. And that's probably really changed me from the leader I was 15, 20 years ago. I think that's been part of the experience, but partly because I've put a lot of time and effort into understanding who I am. I don't think you can lead other people until you really understand who you are, how you come across to people, how you communicate, how what you're saying is landing. If you don't know that, how can you expect other people to understand and to get the best from them? So I think it has to start with you.